Today's word is parousia. Parousia is a Greek word meaning presence, coming, or return. Theologically, it means the return of Christ as the judge of the living and the dead at the end of the world. Christ spoke in his great eschatological discourse of this second and glorious coming. The apostles, especially Paul, mention it frequently in their epistles. The chief difficulty of the New Testament texts relative to the parousia comes from the impression they seem to give that Jesus and the apostles held the triumphant apparition to be imminent. If this were so, neither Jesus nor the apostles would have thought of founding and organizing a church, which would last only for a very short time. And such has been the conclusion of a large sector of non-Catholic scholars, of which Loisy is the best-known representative. The church has intervened with official documents condemning the eschatological theory in general defended by the modernists, as well as their interpretation of the texts of the apostolic epistles. Since Jesus is the Son of God, and the apostles as hagiographers are inspired by the Holy Spirit, it is obvious that they could not have been mistaken about the time of the end of the world. Nor can we think that the apostles expressed only their personal views with respect to the imminence of the parousia, without thereby compromising biblical inspiration, since in the Bible it is not possible to introduce a distinction between ideas and words of man and ideas and words of God. Jesus refused to reveal the time of his second coming and the end of the world, see Mark 13:22, while he commanded the apostles to spread the gospel and the church to all the world, promising to assist them with his presence and power up to the consummation of the world, see Matthew 28:20. St. Paul puts the Thessalonians at ease, who were worrying about the proximate return of Jesus Christ, by telling them that before that time, a great apostasy will have to take place, and the Antichrist will have to show himself, see 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. There is no sign of apocalyptic phrenitis in St. Paul, who is busy founding churches, organizing them, and giving regulations to his successors for the development and propagation of Christ's message. Since it was a question of future events, both Jesus and the apostles, in speaking of the parousia, employed the prophetic style, characteristic of which is the lack of tense distinction and the presentation of far-removed events as close and united to one another. Each man's death is followed by meeting with Christ, his judge. When, therefore, the apostles exhort to vigilance in anticipation of the coming of Christ, they are referring to this private judgment. Moreover, they had lived with Christ not much longer than 2 years, and had only fully understood him after he had risen and returned to heaven. The intense desire of seeing him again had its influence on the apostles, who reverted to the thought of the glorious return of that Christ whom they had seen victim of the hatred of men.